Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origine Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something really exciting from the world of regenerative medicine.
Yeah, this is genuinely fascinating stuff. We're talking about a breakthrough in treating short bowel syndrome using, get this, intestinal organoids.
Organoids. So basically mini organs grown in a lab, right? But what makes this study special?
Well, the team from KU University, they figured out how to transplant these organoids way more efficiently than anyone's done before. We're talking like 80 to 90% engraftment rates.
Wait, 80 to 90%? That's huge. What were they getting before?
Less than 20% in previous studies. So this is a massive jump. And here's the key. They did it by preserving something called the stem cell niche.
Okay, so the niche, that's like the environment where stem cells live and do their thing?
Exactly. Think of it like the soil for a plant. You can have the best seeds, but if you destroy the soil, nothing's going to grow properly. Previous methods were basically scrubbing away the old intestinal lining with brushes, which damaged that crucial support structure.
Oh, so they were being too rough with it. What did this team do differently?
They used a mucolytic agent, N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, to clear away mucus first.
This let them use a gentler chemical treatment to remove the epithelium without all that mechanical damage.
So, it's like prepping the surface better before the transplant.
Right! And the results speak for themselves. They tested this in rats with short bowel syndrome, and the animals with these transplanted ileal organoids, they gained weight, had better survival rates, and even showed improved fat absorption.
Wait, ileal organoids specifically, why does that matter?
Great question. So the ileum, that's the last part of the small intestine. It's the only part that can absorb bile acids efficiently, and bile acids are crucial for absorbing fats and fat-soluble vitamins.
Ah, so patients with short bowel syndrome who lose their ileum, they can't absorb fats properly, which leads to all sorts of problems.
Exactly. And what's really cool is they basically converted part of the jejunum, that's an earlier section of the small intestine, into functioning ileum by transplanting these ileal organoids.
That's like organ repurposing. So they're not just replacing tissue, they're changing its function.
Yeah, they actually used a dual tracer assay to prove it. They showed that this ileolized jejunum could absorb both glucose and bile acids, just like native ileum, while normal jejunum only absorbed glucose.
So this isn't just theoretical. They have actual functional data showing it works.
Right. And get this. The rats with ileolized jejunum had a 91% survival rate over 30 days, compared to only 36% in the control group.
Wow. That's a dramatic difference. So what does this mean for actual patients?
Well, it's still early days. This was done in rats, but the potential is huge. Short bowel syndrome patients often depend on parenteral nutrition, that's IV feeding, for life. This could offer a path to actual regenerative therapy using a patient's own cells.
Autologous therapy, so no rejection issues.
Exactly. Though they do mention some challenges, like EDTA toxicity and improving how they deliver the organoids. Only a fraction of the organoids they put in actually stick.
So there's still work to do on the delivery method, but the niche preserving approach, that seems like the real breakthrough here.
Yeah, and it's not just practical. It actually proves something fundamental about stem cell biology. The niche isn't just helpful. It's essential for donor cells to engraft successfully.
So this has implications beyond just intestinal transplantation.
Potentially, yeah. The whole concept of preserving the microenvironment during cell therapy, that could apply to other organs too. The authors even mentioned this builds on stem cell niche theory from bone marrow transplantation.
This is really cool. So bottom line, they figured out how to make organoid transplantation way more efficient by being gentler with the tissue, and they've shown it can actually restore function in a disease model.
That's it in a nutshell. And for patients with short bowel syndrome, especially those who've lost their ileum, this could be life-changing down the road.
Absolutely. Thanks for breaking this down, Jamie. This is the kind of research that, you know, it starts in a lab, but you can really see the path to helping people.
For sure. All right, everyone. That's it for today's episode. If you want to read more about this study, we'll have the link in the show notes. It's from Cell Stem Cell, published in January 2026.
Thanks for listening to the Ori Gene Podcast. We'll catch you next time.